I'm so ugly.
Oh, what's this? Whoa. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. Look how beautiful I am. This is called a ring light. A ring light. You'll see a lot of YouTubers using lights like this because, well, they're convenient. You can move them around and they're pretty cheap. You can pick one of these up on Amazon for, I don't know, 50 or 60 bucks. And the nice thing about them is you can adjust the intensity, like you can adjust the brightness and also the temperature. Okay, look at this. Let's see, let's turn it down. There, it's pretty dim. Now let's make it brighter and let's adjust the temperature. So now it's really cool, right? It's sort of a blue light. And now it's warm. So yellow is called warm and blue is usually called cool. That's called the temperature of the light. Do you like cool light or warm light? I like warm light. So let's keep it warm. Okay, I've got some great news for you guys. The great news is that the new iPhones have a wide-angle camera. Look at that camera right there. The new iPhones have a wide-angle camera. If you like wide-angle cameras, then smash like on this video. I'm so excited. That is great for YouTubers for two reasons. The first reason is that it increases your creative options. Okay, take a look at this picture of my bathroom. Okay, this is with the normal camera on my iPhone. Now take a look at it with the wide-angle lens. Isn't that amazing? So if you want to make videos in your bathroom for some reason, or your kitchen, other tight spaces, it's just so much better with a wide angle camera. Now, the second reason why it's awesome is because it has a wider field of view, you can get closer to the camera. Okay, look at this. Okay, that's the normal view. Can you see me? Yeah, there you can see me, right? That's the normal view. Now look at this, the wide angle. Okay, look how wide that is. All right, you can see my hand there. Look if I get really close up. Now, why is that awesome? Because the closer you are to the camera, the closer you are to the microphone. And that is the number one tip for getting good audio. You need to be close to the microphone. If you buy an expensive microphone, but you're far away, the audio is going to suck. Okay, it's really important to be close to the microphone, and good audio is, they say, it's more important than good video quality. So remember that. For starting a YouTube channel, you need pretty good audio quality. Now, I'm making this video with my GoPro. It's my GoPro Hero 7. Okay, now this is just the audio from my GoPro. I'm going to talk more about better audio and different audio options, but I'm just really excited that the iPhones and other phones have wide-angle cameras. I think that is going to be the future of YouTube, the future of vlogging. I'm always thinking, how can I use my phone for making videos? I'm starting to use this, my phone, more than my GoPro. I rarely use my GoPro anymore, and I'm noticing other YouTubers starting to switch to their phone. So that's great news for just starting out. That means you might not have to worry about all this other kind of equipment. You could just use your phone. You might, if you don't have a wide angle camera on your phone yet, probably your next phone will have a wide angle camera. So it just opens up so many options. Now, the downside of this is still, if I want to use this like that, I can't see myself, like there's no screen on the back of my phone here. I could just use the front-facing camera, but most of the time, the front-facing camera is not great, and it's just sort of the fixed focal length. I can't do any vlogging in my bathroom, for example, because you won't be able to see everything. That's why this is nice here, having the wide-angle camera on the back. The only problem is you can't see yourself, but in the future, that's going to change for sure. I would say in the next 2 years, we're going to see either a screen on the back of the phones like this, or we're going to see better cameras on the front. Personally, I've always thought it's weird that you have two sets of cameras on a phone. You've got the rear cameras and the front camera. It just seems a bit inefficient to me. You know, I think in the future, the phones are going to fold in such a way that you only need one set of cameras. You know, everybody knows the back cameras are much better than the front cameras, but you know, the only difference is that the front camera is easier to vlog with, right? You can just hold it like that and you can see yourself. But if you don't mind not seeing yourself, this is a good option too with the wide angle lens. Now, a wide angle lens, the only sort of weird thing about a wide angle lens is if you're really close to the camera, I don't know, can you still see it's on the wide mode? Look how big my nose is. Can you see how big my nose is? It's sort of wide angle lenses sort of distort your body parts a little bit. Like, see, I'm standing pretty far. It looks like I'm standing pretty far away, but if I put my hand like that, you can see how close I really am. It looks like I've got a really long arm or a really big nose, but that's just the wide angle camera sort of distorting the thing. Okay, so I'm gonna teach you about all the equipment that I think you should use, or just different options that you could use. Like I said, I think in the future, a lot of people are gonna use their phones, and if you just wanna start with your phone, I think that would be the simplest. Just buy a phone if you don't already have one, and you can just get started on YouTube just with your phone. And you might wanna buy, you know, a light. It could just be like just a $5 light, just some cheap light you buy at a store, just a normal light. You don't need a fancy ring light. You know, it's just sort of handy having a light like this just so you can adjust the, you know, the brightness and the temperature and stuff. How about we make it a bit cooler? How's that? Would you prefer watching a video with sort of a cool temperature or a warm? Maybe you should pick a medium temperature. Okay, now in the past, people used cameras like this, you know, bigger cameras, because they were much better quality than a phone. And they probably still are a bit better quality. But the nice thing is, if you have a light, actually the quality on phones is so great. It's gotten so much better in the last few years. You know, I think in the future, the quality on your cell phone videos is probably gonna be maybe even better. Okay, I'm predicting in the next couple years, probably in the next 2 years, we'll see like 10 cameras on the back. I think that would be really cool. But if you go on YouTube and you search for how to set up a YouTube studio or which camera to buy for YouTube, you'll probably see a lot of videos recommending something like this. Okay, a tripod, a camera, and a microphone like this. This is the Video Micro, the Rode. What is it? Yeah, the brand is the Rode Video Micro. It's actually a really small microphone. It just looks big with this dead cat. This is called a dead cat, or a windshield or windscreen, okay? If you're making videos outside, it's really important to have one of these so you don't get that nasty wind noise. But if you're just inside, you can take this off. Okay, so you could buy a microphone like this. So this is just sort of a cheaper one. Now remember, the most important thing about good audio is to be close to the microphone. So if you use this mic, but you're standing, you know, way over here, it's not gonna be great. It's important to be close. So you can get an extender cable like I have here, okay? You can plug it into your camera, and you can plug this end, or I don't know if I have them, I think it's supposed to be the other way around, but I don't think it matters. Okay, you plug that there, and then you can get one of these things. This is called a gooseneck clamp. You can just search for that on Amazon and pick one up. Okay, so you can get one of these, and I use these. You've seen this in my studio, like my normal English teaching videos back in Canada. I'm in Thailand right now, so I don't have my normal studio. Okay, you can get one of these, and then you can stand, you know, really far away from your camera and just clamp this to your desk or whatever, right? You know, in my studio I have my microphone and then my TV, right? So actually my camera is all the way on the other side of the room when I make my normal studio videos. So that's how I get audio in the studio videos. You can just have this close to your face like this. Now this camera here is the Sony A6100. It's a new camera from Sony, announced just recently, and just a couple months ago at the end of 2019 here. Okay, it's about $700, $800 US. I think it would be a great camera if you want to, you know, use a system like this. Now the downside of using a system like this is if you use the, you know, your camera to make the video, what are you going to do? How are you going to get the video off your camera? Then you have to either transfer it from your camera to your phone and edit it on your phone and upload it to YouTube from your phone, or you can do that like I do using a computer. Okay, so I have a MacBook Pro that I use to edit all my videos, and I use the internet. Yeah, that's my main internet device, is my laptop. But you know, most people in the world don't have laptops. You know, if you go to a country like India, people just have phones. That's their primary internet consumption device. You know, they just have SIM cards. In Canada, most people have computers and Wi-Fi connections. Okay, but in India, most people don't have Wi-Fi. So they just use the internet on their phone. That's why I think, you know, you're going to see a lot more YouTubers coming up just using their phone. And I think that's great because phones are getting much better. And it's so much easier just to work with one device. You know, it just, the more things you add, just the more complicated it gets. Now, still most of the YouTubers that I know of, they're using the laptop phone combination or laptop camera combination. So, you know, if you already have a laptop, I would say it would be great to, it's much easier editing videos on a laptop. For example, I use Final Cut Pro. Now, Final Cut Pro is an editing software from Apple that only works on Apple computers. So if you have a MacBook, then I would recommend using, if you want to get serious about video editing, you could use Final Cut Pro. Now, it's not free. It costs about 300 US, I think. So, you know, that kind of sucks, especially if you want to buy a laptop. A MacBook Pro is going to cost you at least probably $1,000. And then, you know, if you want to get a phone, that might, you know, cost you, I don't know, $700 or $800. And then, you know, I said this, a camera like this might cost about $700 or $800. And then, you know, if you pick up a light or just, you know, it can be expensive. It can get expensive. That's why if you're just starting out, I think it would be a great idea just to use what you have. Use what you have, think about what you need, and then just buy stuff slowly. Remember in my last video, I said starting a YouTube channel is like it's becoming an entrepreneur. Just start and then just steer your ship, you know? Don't try to do everything at once. That's my problem, you know? Whenever I try to do something, I always try to do too much too soon. I wish I had more patience and just sort of started slow. Just start with what you have. Like I said, if you have a phone, that's perfect. You can get a little tripod like this. You can put your phone in your tripod, just set it up on your desk, or you could use the webcam in your laptop or your desktop. If you already have a camera like this, or a camera like this little guy here, right? It's always nice when you can see yourself. If you can't see yourself, you're always sort of guessing. Am I in frame? Now with my GoPro I'm using right now, I can't see myself, but you can get other cameras like a GoPro, you know, with a front-facing screen. And actually now the GoPro 8 has a little screen that you can buy that you know, clips on top of the camera so you can see yourself. You know, with the GoPro, GoPros used to be really popular for YouTubers. You know, I used to use a GoPro all the time, but like I said, now with the wide angle cameras on the phones, you know, I think phones are just going to kill GoPros, and phones are going to kill cameras like this. You know, do you have a camera like this? you know, a camera like this costs, I don't know, $300 or $400, maybe even more. And I don't know, it's just not really worth it. You know, I rarely use this camera anymore. I rarely use my GoPro anymore. Like I said, you know, I just have my phone with me all the time. And if I can get a wide angle video, if I can get pretty good video quality with my phone, you know, why would I waste time, you know, pulling out my GoPro and seeing if the battery's charged? Oh no, I forgot to charge the battery. And then charge the, you know, it's so much easier to just pull this out of your pocket or you know, set it up on a little tripod and make a video like this. You know, I think phones are the future. So if you want to just stick with your phone, I don't think you're losing too much. But if you do want to buy a better camera like this, one tip I want to give you. Okay, I want you to ask yourself, do you want to make videos for longer than 29 minutes? Okay, do you ever foresee, you know, a situation where you'll make a video where you'll need your camera to record for longer than 29 minutes? The problem with most cameras like this is they stop recording at 29 minutes. All Canon cameras stop at 29 minutes, all Nikon cameras, all Fuji cameras, all Olympus cameras, just pure garbage. For me, that's really important because some of my videos are longer than 29 minutes. Or even if they're not longer than 29 minutes, I might just press record and then think about how I should start the video, or you know, if I want to cut out a chunk in the middle. You know, it's very common for YouTubers to make like a, you know, a 45 minute video and then, you know, cut it down to like 15 or 20 minutes. I do that all the time. So make sure you check. Okay, right now the only cameras like this that don't do that are Sony and Panasonic. Like I said, this is the Sony A6100. If you want this kind of a setup, I think this would be a great camera. It's one of the, you know, the cheaper entry level models, but some Panasonic cameras have unlimited recording too, like the Panasonic G85. I used to have the Panasonic G85, but I sold that. And I bought this one, the Sony A6100. Okay, so that's just something to keep in. That's the only reason I bought this camera, is because it has unlimited recording. And it has a flippy screen, and it has a mic jack. Those are the three things I was looking for in a camera like this. It's nice to be able to see yourself with a flippy screen. Instead of just talking about it, I should just show you close up, okay? So this is what it looks like. You can plug the microphone in right there. Okay, it has a flippy screen. You know, a zoom lens, you can go pretty wide, not as wide as this GoPro, but you can go pretty wide. Or if you want to zoom in, you know, you can zoom in too. It's just a nice little camera. You can use it for photography. It's great for photography, for video. And you know, it's just, I don't know. I like cameras. I'm sort of a camera nerd. That's one of my passions. It's one of my hobbies. Now, I should mention that if you want to shoot something far away, you know, like birds, or if you want to make videos of nature, you know, if you want to shoot a bear or a moose across the lake, you're going to need a really long zoom lens, right? So that's where cameras like this can come in handy. It's got 40x optical zoom. So that's why I have a camera like this, just for the, you know, the rare occasion that I need to zoom in on something really far away. You know, like in my trip across Canada, if you watched my whole series across Canada, you'll see I use this camera sometimes to take, you know, pictures or videos of stuff far away. You know, the other option is you could use a camera like this and just get a huge lens. You know, if you want to shoot birds or other wildlife, you know, most wildlife lenses are like that big. So I don't know if you're interested in spending that much money and carrying around a massive lens, but you know, just thought I should let you know that you probably can't use your phone if you want to, you know, shoot some birds. Okay, I just want to show you an alternative way you can get audio. Okay, something like this is called this one is the Zoom H1N. Okay, I use this a lot for making my videos. I'll show you how it works. It's just a portable recorder. You can, you know, it just takes some AAA batteries. Now this is just a great option if you have a laptop, okay? So I'll just start recording some audio with this.
and then I'll show you what it sounds like, the difference between the audio from here
and the audio from my GoPro.
I think this is much better, right? You can hear my voice much more clearly, and probably it's a bit more bassy, right? You can, if I whisper into my microphone, you can probably still hear me, right? It's not too expensive, and you get really good audio. You can take it with you everywhere.
The downside, though, is then you have to, I'll just stop it and go back to the audio on my GoPro. The downside is that then you have to sync the audio from here with the video. You know, like in this video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the video from my GoPro, and I'm going to take the audio from this, and then I'm just going to have to put it together. Now, it's not that much work if you have a laptop with a program like Final Cut Pro. It's really easy. But if you don't have a laptop, you know, I don't know how this would benefit you. I don't know how to sync it with your phone. I don't think there's any way you could get the audio from here into your phone. So, you know, like I said, if you're starting to add things like this, then it gets more complicated. And you need to ask yourself, you know, how deep do you want to go? It's sort of like a rabbit hole, you know, how deep do you want to go down the rabbit hole? If you're going to make a career out of YouTube like I am, this is how I make money, this is how I live, you know, then it's important to have some different options for some different things if I want to, you know, make different kinds of videos. So if that is important to you, you'll probably collect a bunch of gear, even stupid little gadgets like this, you know, just a really small ring light. You can just clip it, you know, you can just clip it to your phone like this. You know, it has three settings there. You know, if I want to do some, I don't know, if I want to do some vlogging or, you know, just little accessories like this are kind of nice. You can probably pick one of these up online somewhere for like, I don't know, $1 or $2. Okay, so that's it. What else do I have? Well, I have a power bank. You probably already have a power bank to charge your phone or your iPad or your cameras. It's just nice to travel, you know, you have a power bank to charge all your stuff. Okay, so that's my gear. Okay, like I said, you can see my cameras here. You can see my audio recorder. You know, very often when I make videos these days here in Thailand, I'm just using my phone and I have this microphone. The reason a lot of YouTubers use Apple is because of AirDrop. You know, it's so easy just to, you know, if I make a video on my phone, I can just AirDrop it, just send it to my laptop, and it's there in like 2 seconds, okay? And with this one, I just plug it into my laptop, move the audio file there. Let's talk about the software. So I told you I use Final Cut Pro, and for editing the thumbnails for my videos, I use a program called Affinity Photo. Now, I used to use Adobe Photoshop, but Photoshop is really expensive. They charge you like $9.99 a month. So I just said, scrap that. So I bought Affinity Photo. I can't remember how much it is. It's just a one-time cost, so it saves a lot of money in the long run. So those are the only two programs I use on my computer. Like I said, this is a MacBook Pro, and I use Affinity Photo for the thumbnails, and I use Final Cut Pro X, I think that's what it's called, Final Cut Pro 10, for editing my videos. So that's it. You know, it's a really simple setup. Like I said, you could probably just use your phone. I would just recommend, if you don't know anything about technology, just use what you have. But you know, the life of a YouTuber, it sort of demands that you know something about technology. You're gonna have to learn. You're gonna have to learn how to edit a video, how to make a thumbnail. When I started my channel, I didn't know any of that. How do you make a video? How do you edit a video? How do you use a camera? I've learned so much about cameras and photography. One thing that might happen is if you start your YouTube channel and you buy a camera, you might actually get really into photography and video making. You might start enjoying that as a hobby. You know, most YouTubers, I would say, develop a love for technology because that's what they do. You know, for me, that's been true for me. I never thought I would get into photography or video, But when I started my YouTube channel to teach English, you know, I started looking around for cameras. And my first camera was a Nikon D3300 or D3400. I can't remember. It was just the cheapest Nikon camera I could get for a few hundred dollars. I learned so much about photography, video. So, you know, you're just going to have to learn. Just go through the steps. I think it's something all YouTubers have to go through. Just basic stuff. How to edit a video. How to make a thumbnail. You know, there are so many YouTube tutorials on that. I'm not the best teacher for those things. I just wanted to sort of give you just some tips from what I, you know, from my experience, you know, like the 29-minute thing. I don't want you to go out and buy a Canon camera and then realize, oh, it stops recording at 29 minutes. I wish I had known that before I spent $1,000 on a nice Canon. I mean, they're nice cameras. Canon, Nikon, Fuji, Olympus, all those are great cameras. The problem is, for making video, they just stop recording. And that really sucks. Imagine, you know, sitting, you're talking, you're making a video, then suddenly your camera goes doo-doo-doo and stops recording halfway through a sentence. You know, what are you going to do? Are you going to go and turn on your camera again and then sit down and think, oh, what was I saying? Which word did I say that it cut off? You get all flustered. You know, just try to make it easy for yourself. And yeah, I don't know. I'd say use your phone. The nice thing about a phone is it doesn't cut off at 29 minutes. You can record on any smartphone, you know, unlimited. So it's crazy that a smartphone can do something that most really expensive professional cameras can't even do. So I don't know. I would say because the future of YouTube is with the smartphone, you don't even need to use a laptop. So if you don't have a laptop, I would say just start with a phone, try your best, see what happens. Anyway, those are my tips for you guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Let me know if you have any questions. I'd be happy to answer your questions down there in the comments. You might have so many questions about different cameras or different phones. I'll try my best to help you out. You know, I just want to help you guys because YouTube has changed my life. And I just, you know, I thought it might be a good idea for you guys. You know, you might be interested in starting a channel about teaching your own language or teaching or, I don't know, just making a YouTube video about anything. So I just want to help you. So I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. Hope you're having a wonderful day and I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.